Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM, how's it going? So, do you have a favourite movie collection? Well, throw them all in the bin because he is back. He tore strips off Twilight, annihilated Avatar, and now Edwin Salmon gives zero Fs about telling us Edwin-ting wrong with The Notebook. Smooth as. Let's play a little clip of The Notebook. Aww.
It was a magical summer. Noah was a country boy. Allie was from the city. They met the night of the carnival.
Edwin, are you crying? Yeah. Are you okay? Are you okay there after that bit of music?
I'm fine. I know, I'm not crying now. I mean, look, full disclosure, I'm going to be very cynical about this movie. But when I saw this movie at the ripe old age of 28 in the cinema, I welled up. I hadn't cried as much since E.T., the extraterrestrial. And I was doing that thing where I was trying to fight the tears. I was trying not to cry because, I was with a girl and
wow.
I didn't know how she would react to it. You know, look, this was a different time. This was the late 1960s.
So okay. So you loved it. So it touched you back then.
It got you.
Okay. So Edwin, can I ask you, fast forward to now, you sat down to watch it again as a bitter and twisted old fart. What did you think?
it's a little bit problematic. I think, you know, judged through today's lens. Now, I'm not saying it should be cancelled entirely, but it's very romantic. But at the same time, if, you know, especially Noah, if he wasn't Ryan Gosling, you'd kind of be a little bit scared of him, I think. Because right from the get-go, it's a bit much. He asks Ellie, played by Rachel McAdams, for a date. And how he does this is he does the old romantic thing of hanging from a Ferris wheel, threatening to fall to his death until she agrees to go on a date with him. I've never tried that myself, but it works. I mean, it definitely works.
Loads of people love that bit. They love that bit after the Ferris wheel stunt. But you've actually done a bit of an audio experiment when you talk about his creepiness.
Yes.
So just to let people know what's happening in these two clips. So I have the real version, so to speak, which we're going to play. So this is what happens in the movie.
That could be fun if you want. Pensive, smart. Superstitious, brave, and I could be light on my feet. I could be whatever you want.
Okay, now you've done something to that. I'm just going to play it for people and they can make up their own minds and we can talk about it after. This is what Ed did to the clip. Have a listen.
That could be fun if you want. Pensive, smart, superstitious, brave, and I could be light on my feet. Be whatever you want.
I see your point very clearly now.
Yes.
It is borderline. It is. It's just really creepy. But have you ever struggled with that line between romance, Ed, and creepiness?
Well, I mean, look, I think what I don't understand about the character of Noah is he's very, very confident. And when he does that, that clip is him going up to her the day after and trying to be charming and funny by basically saying, you know, I got to have you. When I see something I like, I got to have it. Now, I've never said that to anyone. When I went on my first date with my now fiance, so obviously it went well after the fact, but I was very, very nervous at the beginning of the date. And we went to the Gravedigger's pub and then we walked around the graveyard afterwards, which is, you know, extremely romantic. What girl doesn't love a nice graveyard?
Okay.
And talked about marble. And then I started talking about my skill at skinning rabbits, small animals. And as I'm saying this to her, Jen, I'm in my head, there's another voice going, what are you doing? This is serial killer stuff. Like, what are you going to talk about next? Are you just like, you like lighting fires just to watch them burn? I really, like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, obviously, maybe I was seeing ahead of time and I kind of, I could see.
Yeah, it's definitely out there, but actually reminds me the level of creepy. It reminds me of.
That could be fun if you want. Pensive. You're smart.
I can skin rabbits real good.
It tastes like chicken. You'll love it. You won't know the difference, darling.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, yeah. She must have been like, well, that's never happened before. But what about the safe cross code, Ed? We need to talk about this. Does the film set a good example for kids?
No, definitely not. Like, I mean, it's PG-13, and I think it's PG-13 because of the scene where after they go on their first date, he invites her to lie in the middle of the road, in the middle of the town. And I don't know, like, are women attracted to men with the death wish? It's not exactly, like, it's not a stunt like David Blaine would pull. You know, watch me lie in the middle of the road and have, like, 15 cars drive over me. But I think he's basically trying to say, I thought you were a free spirit. Look at me. I'm a free spirit. Come lie in the middle of the road with me and potentially get run over by a car. I mean, that's not being a free spirit. That's just being an idiot.
That is very true. That is very true. But what about the two characters? Let's talk about the two characters for a second, because you have a real thing, as we know, when we're talking about movies, about chemistry on screen. Do these guys have much chemistry? You know, can you see it between the leading actors?
You can definitely see it. The interesting thing about it is that I was reading up on it after I watched it, and Ryan Gosling, this was his kind of breakthrough movie.
Yeah.
Now, he was very, very, very serious actor. I think he still is, but he, like, moved. He's Canadian. He moved to the area of Louisiana or whatever it's set, and, like, he built furniture and he rode on a lake every day for some reason. And then when Rachel McAdams was cast, they didn't get on at all, to the point where he wanted the director to bring in another actor to read lines off camera with them. And then the director staged an intervention and he basically said, okay, you guys have to go in a room and you just have to shout it out. Just work out your issues, work out your problems. And they worked it out to a level where they ended up becoming a real life couple and going out with each other for quite some time.
Oh, it always happens like that. It's always the way, isn't it? Well, that's good. But listen, there's always a boy loses girl bit of, you know, in these romance flicks. But what happens when he comes back from the war?
He comes back from the war. See, this is the thing that it's obviously it's set in the 40s. It's, you know, 1945. He comes back after World War II. Mm-hmm. And he's got this big, massive gaff that he renovates in like a couple of months, single-handedly. You know, and he has to like lay down new floorboards, do all the wiring.
So he's an electrician. He's a plumber. He's he sounds like a dream.
He is a jack of all trades.
Like,
and he has his own house. I mean, like, you know, like, people are obsessed with frontage and people owning their own homes. And her parents are very snobbish. And they're like, I can't, you know, he's from the wrong side of the track. You know, he's a country mouse and you're a city swan. And mouses and swans shouldn't mix. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But so he renovates the house. And also, in this movie, they don't know how to use their massive houses to their full potential.
This is true.
Because when they make love for the first time, they do it on the floor at the bottom of the stairs, you know, and not in one of the big rooms of the house. I don't understand that. And then there's also when her parents tell her off and say, you know, he's not right for you. They leave him in one room and they go into the next room and have a loud conversation about how he's from the wrong side of the tracks, which of course he hears and then he leaves. But then one thing that this movie has that a lot of romantic comedies don't have is that she agrees to marry another man. She forgets all about him. She hasn't seen him in 7 years at this point, and she agrees to marry this war hero, played by James Marsden.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a perfectly lovely man. He's like handsome. He's very nice. He's not like a horrible man, so that, you know, we don't feel conflicted when she, you know, goes back to Noah in the end. Spoiler alert. But it's like she's trying on her wedding dress. She hasn't seen him in 7 years, and then she sees a little thing in the newspaper which says, "Man rebuilds house single-handedly." She faints, and I'm like, "See, this wouldn't happen in the modern era because she'd just be stalking him on Instagram."
Yeah, this is
constantly
true.
To find out what he's doing, and sort of bringing, you know, the choice pictures of him into the bath with her or something. So it's just. And they're, I don't know. I mean, it's, I don't get it.
You cried the first time you saw it, Ed. Is it you? Is it you? You're just twisted and bitter now. You cried in the cinema 16 years ago as a young man with a big head of hair on you.
No, I was bald as well. Maybe that's it. Maybe I was mourning the loss of my follicles.
It's you, Ed. But it's on Netflix, isn't it? It is on Netflix.
It's on Netflix.
But was that problematic as well? I mean, what happened with getting it on there?
Well, see, this is the interesting thing, which another thing I discovered when I was doing my research on it. The whole movie is framed with James Garner and Gina Rowlands are playing this elderly couple, and she has dementia, and he's reading from the notebook the story of Noah and Ellie, which is them. That's the twist. See, that's what I didn't realize. But the first time I watched it, I was so dumb. I was like, what's with these old people? Get back to the sexy young couple. Why? Who is this their mom and dad? What's going on? And then in the end, I realized that it was Noah and Ellie, even though they have, like, James Garner has completely different eye colors. he doesn't have a Southern accent. So as he aged, he lost his natural accent and his eye color. Which is just something that happens.
I heard.
And then at the very end of it, she remembers briefly everything. And she was like, "Oh yeah, you're the crazy man who hung from a Ferris wheel and tried to lie down in the middle of the road and have us run over. I love you." And then they die. They die in each other's arms, and a nurse comes in, and then she runs out the door. I don't know what she's running out the door for. She's going to get the doctor to confirm it. And then it dissolves into birds flying across the lake.
Aww.
But when it went on Netflix, obviously that last scene was too traumatic for the UK and Ireland audience, because they cut out that scene. It just dissolved to birds flying across the lake.
Oh,
and everyone was confused.
That
and people
confusing.
Get people were like giving out, saying, you know, you're gypping us. We want to see an old couple dead in a bed. That's the lovely romantic.
We want to see that. That it is. It's lovely. Isn't that how we all want to go?
Yeah, lying
hello.
In bed.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yes, with our skinned rabbits all around us. Ed, can you do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you do me a favor? I've been watching something religiously over the last couple of weeks, and I would love to get your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
High School Musical with Zac Efron.
Oh my God.
Not just the first one.
And you to hell, Jennifer Saperelli.
Not just the first one. Oh. 1, 2, and 3. One of the biggest franchises of the 90s. 1, 2, and 3. I'm into it. I love it.
Really?
My daughter's in it. We're into it. But I want you to watch it. I want you to enjoy it. And it might bring a little bit of joy into your life. Come on, Ed.
Okay.
Come on, Ed.
I'll do that and I'll let you know how it goes.
Let me know how it goes. There we go. Edwin Salmon, thank you so much. I hope you feel better. Do you feel better? You got all that off your chest now?
I do. I do feel better. I think my heart is open for romance and love.
Oh, good.
I mean, my wife should be pleased about that.
She'd be really pleased. And don't worry, we'll edit out the bit where you were crying a lot, okay?
It's fine. I don't mind. I'm emotional.
You're emotional. And Yeah, just that dating story. I can't get that out of my head. That will never leave me. Thank you.
I'll never leave her either.
Thanks, Ed.
She always brings it up. See you, Jen.
See you. Bye.